South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, Oscar, it looks like we've got the technical difficulties set for now. A good thing you fed the gerbil during the break. We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI. It's the world's largest business networking organization. Dr. Meisner founded BNI in 1985. It now has 6,300 chapters throughout every populated continent in the world. I guess that means there's nothing in Antarctica. Dr. Meisner, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk today about business networking and sex. Oh, boy, here we go.
Thanks. It's great to be back on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, that's a great little tease, but I know that when I go out and network, sometimes there's people that just you run into and it becomes a little awkward situation because they're using a little bit of, we'll call it what they have to flaunt, to get your attention, and it may make people uncomfortable.
You know, actually, I was surprised at just how many people felt uncomfortable with that. There were a number of complaints about both men and women. Women complained about how men behaved. And by the way, business networking and sex is about the difference between men and women, just to set the record straight. And women did comment a lot about how men behaved. They behaved badly at networking events, kind of using it for an opportunity for a date. Men complained, as did women, interestingly enough, about the way women dressed. Well, actually, the men didn't complain, but they did comment about the way women dressed. And we find that really interesting because we've been to a lot of networking events, my co-authors and I, and we hadn't really recognized that as a large percentage of people.
I don't think it needs to be a large percentage of people. I just think it needs a couple of people to stir up the pot. And, you know, uncomfortable is you know, just what you don't want in a networking situation. And you want to be remembered, in my personal opinion, for what you have to offer the other person and what you can do to help them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we call that the exception becomes the perception, that it is, in fact, a very small percentage of men who behave badly and a very small percentage of women who dress provocatively, but that small percentage becomes the perception of the gender, that the exception becomes the perception. It's the men behaving badly that the women are talking about. It's the women who are dressed provocatively that the men are talking about.
So what?
By the way, this was based on a survey of 12,000 people. So this isn't just our opinions. This is 12,000 people from all over the world. You're right. Antarctica was not included in any of the work I do. But all populated continents of the world participated in this, and these are some of the findings.
Now, what are some of the other findings that you found in your survey? Because I really think that everybody, as women continue their inclusion in the workforce and rise to positions of power, there's all kinds of things that can happen in the workplace and in the networking circumstance. What do you find is the most effective way to deal between men and women when you're networking across gender lines?
Well, we found that between men and women, women are more likely to be relational in their networking than men are, and men are more likely to be transactional in their networking than women are. And let me put that in perspective. A lot of what I teach involves what's called the VCP process, visibility, credibility, profitability. Visibility, credibility, profitability. You first have to be visible in the community, then you have to establish credibility, and only then can you get to profitability. If you do it right, it's three phases and it's chronological. Here's where it goes wrong, and men and women do it differently. Men are more likely than women, based on the survey, to go from visibility right to profitability. So they meet someone and say, "Hi, my name's Ivan. Let's do business." And so they go right for the business. And we call that in the book, we call that premature solicitation, which you don't want to say fast three times, get you in trouble. So men are more likely to do that. Women, on the other hand, were more likely to go from visibility to credibility, get caught up in credibility, and just never get around to asking for the business. And that was very interesting to see, the differences between the way men and women operated.
You know, I think I'm lucky because I grew up in an age where we had to learn about the Japanese cultures and how you really couldn't ask for the sale till you got to know them. Now I live in Miami where it's pretty much the same thing. Long dinners, long lunches, get to know, and then you can ask for the close. And I think that also building credibility is all about networking and delivering on what you say.
It is about delivering what you say, no question about it. When you give a referral away, you give a little bit of your reputation away with it. So that when you give a good referral, it can actually enhance your reputation. But if you give a bad referral, it hurts your reputation. And so people need to be very careful about giving referrals until there's a trust.
That's why
when people ask me for referrals, and they ask me all the time, hey, would you introduce me to so-and-so? I'm like, so that I can sell them my products or service. I'm like, you know, I don't know you well, and I'm not going to introduce someone I don't know to someone I know and trust.
Oh, yeah. My real thing is whenever somebody I'm talking to somebody about giving me referrals in the future, I go, my number one thing that I want to do is make sure that the person thanks you for the introduction. Dr. Meiser, can you stick with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the chairman and founder of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. Oscar, take us away.